In case you haven't heard, Senator Barack Obama swept the Potomac primaries yesterday, winning Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., all with convincing margins, which has led the pundits to exercise full and vigorous use of the M word.
Obama has momentum.
We talked about this idea of momentum, whether it exists, what does it mean? Does he have momentum?
And the question is, when does this momentum kick in?
Barack Obama now has two types of momentum.
You're hoping for something to kill Barack Obama's momentum.
To slow this down.
Wisconsin? Okay. Obama has the momentum. So what can Senator Hillary Clinton do to stop that momentum? Her political consultants, at least so far, are pointing to a defensive stand in Ohio and Texas. But let's face it, I think she needs to look beyond politics for advice. That is why we have Greg Papanikolas, a football coach who's worked extensively with defensive linemen, on the line. He's the regional camp director of Sports International, which are nationwide football camps, and he joins me from Maryland. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing today?
Or should I call you coach?
Either way works.
Okay. All right, so Obama's on the offense. He's got Obama-mentum. How do you stop him?
Well, now, say Barack Obama is carrying a football, you know, whoever's going to match up with him, if it's Hillary, whoever, has to make sure that, she has, the ultimate lower kind of, the center of gravity.
Gravity.
Lower body strength is overlooked, and your body positioning is so important.
Greg, how do you build up lower body strength, that kind of gravity?
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with, we try to train our guys to do a lot of squats. I mean, that always helps.
Greg, do you think Hillary needs to hit the gym?
I think she might need to.
You know what I like? I like about this metaphor is you think of Obama running and spry on the offense with hope, but maybe she needs to concentrate more on her gravitas.
Oh yeah, and youth would help.
Young football players are stronger than old ones.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to the point where your body's starting to break down and it's not something that you want to have on,
it's hard to take those hits.
Yeah, I mean, advantage definitely goes to the younger athletes.
Now, what about just, dirty tricks like, grabbing the face mask if necessary and holding? Can that kind of work be done subtly?
Yeah, I mean, you could have a few cheats up your sleeve. That's how I was able to beat a 300-pound guy when I was 190.
What'd you do?
I had to cheat.
But what specifically? What'd you do?
Well, I would occasionally, and this is kind of bad, but I would occasionally gouge him in the eyes. I would, hit him in the throat. I didn't have a chance of taking down a bigger guy.
So all right. So what you're saying is Hillary needs to do a little negative campaigning. I get it.
Yes. Then that's what she's been doing. I think I say stay the course.
All right. Thanks, Coach. You have a future career. You can get out your chalkboard and draw X's and O's for a campaign.
I hope so.
Greg Papanikolas is the regional camp director of Sports International Nationwide Football Camps.